Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't read through.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Do you remember what it was like being a student? It felt so tough. So much homework, all those books to carry, making sure you had enough attendance. But did you ever have to beat up people to win awards? This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Have you noticed, no matter what sort of movie Tiger Shroff signs, he ends up jumping from rooftops. Movie about a dancer? Add some action. Movie about love? Add some action. Movie about a student? Will we see him jump across the screen and fight? Hell yes, we will. I wish we could see into the mind of a Bollywood producer. What are they thinking? They sign someone and they have to get their money's worth, right? Cause business over art any day. First of all, Student of the Year really didn't need a sequel, but then they made it extra ridiculous by making it about a competition between students from an elite school and another one that's not so fancy. Doesn't it remind you of Jo Jeeta Wohi Sikandar? So this movie seems to be a cross between Jo Jeeta Wohi Sikandar and Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. But something needs to be different, so bring in the action, boy. The only good thing is, Tiger Shroff is pretty great at what he does. It's like he's prepared his whole life to light up action scenes on the big screen. He's trained in different forms of dance and martial arts. Now, after all that training, he can't sit around waiting for the right script to come across, no. So they just make adjustments to already existing scripts when they sign on Tiger Shroff. Now, this guy works really hard. He trained in Krav Maga and Kalaripayattu 2 and modern Kung Fu for his role in Baghi 2. So the guys at Dharma must have thought, wow, this guy's already got the skills. Let's do full paisa vasool and make him a student who beats up other students. And that's how we have a totally ridiculous, non-believable movie about super well-dressed kids who cannot act. Welcome to Bollywood in 2019. Let's look at the bright side though, the action. Take it at face value and leave it at that. And while we're looking at a week full of Student of the Year too, let's take a look at some other guys who love kicking ass on screen. Rohit Shetty. How do you imagine Rohit Shetty test drives cars? By checking which one blows up spectacularly. He has a crazy track record. I mean, his movies are the kind where you can sort of leave your brain behind, but he's got a crazy history in stunt. His dad was one of the most popular stunt guys in both Kannada and Hindi cinema. Fighter Shetty, he was called. When Rohit Shetty finished school, he decided he wouldn't waste time studying and everything and spent almost a year convincing people till he finally got a shot at being an assistant director. And which movie could it be but Ajay Devgan's Phool Aur Kante? Even to this day, there are so many memes about Ajay Devgan's entry on two bikes. That's one hell of a split. Rohit Shetty's first film as a director was a flop, but look at all the movies he's done after that. The Golmaal series may be really lame, but they make a lot of money. And although it's supposed to be a comedy, you'll still see flying cars. But the thing with Rohit Shetty is that he isn't just someone who directs stunts. There was this movie called Suhaag that came out in 94, and Rohit Shetty actually went on to play Akshay Kumar's body double for some of the stunts. Isn't that nice? He's not just someone who puts other people's lives at risk. I'm not a big fan of his films, but he has a knack for making people laugh, and we need that now more than ever. So the next time you look up at the skies and you're wondering, is that a bird? Is that a plane? It's just a flying car, because Rohit Shetty has started work on his next film. Abbas Mastan. The last thing I remember reading about them, very weirdly, is that they haven't spent a day apart in 54 years. I'm sure they're exaggerating. Won't you get sick of each other and start fighting instead of making people fight on screen? So these two guys were from Gujarat, thought their family furniture business was too boring, and went to their movie editor uncle. Somehow got a chance to make movies and grabbed it. And they've mostly directed action movies since then. Action and thrillers like Bazigar, Race and Race 2, Khiladi, Soldier, Tarzan the Wonder Car. Not a very great movie, but it had some action. And the movie Players, which was heavily inspired by The Italian Job. Now, these guys take pride in making stylish thrillers and action films. And how do you identify an Abbas Mastan film? All their movies have crazy twists. They mostly have good guys playing bad guys. They have very well-dressed actors. They somehow have Johnny Lever in most of their films. They take the plot to different countries. And they have a lot of action. So they also tried launching Abbas's son Mustafa in a movie called Machine. And you know how well that movie did? After the movie released, he said, and I quote, "I think I should also work with other people." It's not always about family like Karan Johar says. Sanjay Gandhi might not have found continued success in Bollywood. His path wasn't too long, but it was very action-packed because he's the guy who directed Dhoom and Dhoom 2 also. So first he made this movie called Kidnap, which wasn't an out-and-out action movie, but it did have its fair share of thrills. Dhoom was such a hit when it came out, right? Because we hadn't seen films about bikes in Bollywood. I mean, yes, the hero would always ride around on bikes, but in Dhoom, the bikes became an integral part of the plot. And also, someone like Hrithik Roshan playing the bad guy in Dhoom 2? Not something you'd see every day. Sanjay Gadhvi didn't get to direct Dhoom 3 because he said he wanted to try other kinds of films. But I'm sure he wouldn't have turned a bike into a freaking submarine like they did in Dhoom 3. His stunts were a lot more realistic if you think about it. But if you really want to summarize Indian audiences, here's an incident. Cops asked for some censorship because they were worried youngsters would start riding their bikes like in the Dhoom series just because they saw them on screen. But that's not what influenced people. Nope. This young kid in India apparently robbed his own uncle and he dressed like Hrithik Roshan when he committed the crime. No kidding. He's the Khiladi Kumar, not because of his roles on screen, but have you seen how well he's playing his cards with the government? Akshay Kumar is the new favorite of the guys on top, even if there are memes about him being Canadian. So he's someone who's been synonymous with action. He's trained in martial arts, which he's picked up across Asia. He had this playboy image, which I'm sure worked very well back in the day in Bollywood, and he's done a lot of his stunts himself. He's had a career that's lasted more than 2 decades. And in some of the years, he belted out like 10 films a year. I don't know how he managed that. He also did this whole Khiladi series, starting from Khiladi to International Khiladi to Sabse Bada Khiladi to the very random Khiladi 786. He's also hosted Khatro Ke Khiladi, but honestly, that TV series is more drama than action. Akshay Kumar has done so many action films, he began to be called the Indian Jackie Chan. Maybe that's why he picked Chandni Chowk to China without reading the script first. Ek baar jab maine commitment kar di, to main apni aap ki bhi nahi sunta. And that's how, when Salman Khan was young and stupid, he made a commitment to take off his shirt for his films and he hasn't stopped since. Right from Karan Arjun to Ek Tha Tiger to Tiger Zinda Hai, the Dabang series, Salman Khan has kept his action game strong. Once in a while, he'll do something like Bajrangi Bhaijaan that has some semblance of a plot, but otherwise nobody really cares what the story is, as long as Salman Khan is staring into the camera and reciting some dialogues that'll go on to become mass hits. Fine, Salman Khan can flex and jump around and beat up people and do all the action, but have you seen him dance? Once upon a time, there was a stunt director named Veeru. He was great at directing stunts. And then he had a son who wasn't very good looking by conventional Bollywood standards, but he knew how to introduce him and make him work in Bollywood with action. Ajay Devgan was launched in Cuckoo Kohli's Phool Aur Kante, and the movie wasn't a big hit, but Ajay Devgan became an overnight sensation. He was seen as this Bollywood action hero who could do stunts, could handle decent dialogue delivery, and could hold his own, even in scenes that were really emotionally charged. He's jumped across rooftops, but this one time, action hero Ajay Devgan was in a lift that crashed, and he's been scared of elevators ever since. He's done out-and-out comedies like Golmaal, family dramas. He's played Loverboy in movies like Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam. But he always comes back to action. Even if they're really sketchy movies like Shivai that don't do well at the box office, even after a lot of effort. All that action and no plays, no fun. A few months back, Ajay Devgan put out a tweet with Kajol's number, and the tweet went viral, and everyone thought this guy has had it from his wife. But then later, he said it was just a prank. So for a whole 24 hours, Ajay Devgan also saw some action on Twitter. Jackie Chan does what nobody else can. He's the king of action comedies, and I don't know what's going on in that brain of his. How he comes up with these sequences where he comes up with a plot, then thinks of action that will fit right into it, and still make it funny. Sometimes you have to watch it in slow-mo because there's so much happening, and to fully appreciate it, you need to see all the nuances, like the angles it's been shot at and how it has to be choreographed right down to nanoseconds so that the shot is perfect. He's been doing this for more than 5 decades now, and we've seen some collaborations between him and some Indian productions as well, like The Myth that had Mallika Sharawat in it, and the more recent one that was called Kung Fu Yoga. It had Sonu Sood and Disha Patni. Now, after almost half a century of giving us these films, Jackie Chan is finally thinking of other pursuits, like writing and singing and all, but he just doesn't rest. He's broken almost every bone of his body. He refuses to use body doubles. And he's not all brawn. He's quite brainy as well. He speaks like 7 languages. He went from karate kid to karate uncle, and I'm pretty sure he'll be a kick-ass karate grandpa. Bald head, biceps, and a total badass. Vin Diesel started off his career where you expect most big guys to start off, as a bouncer. But after he tried a lot to land a Hollywood role and failed, he wrote a short film in his mother's bathroom and he made the film himself. And after he made a couple of those, he caught Steven Spielberg's attention. And that's how he landed a role in Saving Private Ryan. Now, most guys would just shut up and play the part they're asked to when they get to be a part of a Steven Spielberg film. But not Vin Diesel. He apparently kept bugging the director about changes to the script. But it was all in a day's work. He went on to make a whole bunch of high-octane movies after that, the most popular ones being the Fast and Furious series. He also made some fun ones like The Pacifier, where he played a nanny who could deliver karate chops, and he voiced Groot, the super tree in the Marvel Universe. Did I just say super tree? Anyway, Vin Diesel has established himself as a hardcore action guy, but somehow still maintaining privacy about the other parts of his life. His career has also been quite like his most successful series. It's been fast and it's been furious. Jason Statham's career arc is quite intriguing. He trained in a lot of martial arts, including kung fu, karate and kickboxing. And he also loved football and diving. Jack of all trades, but he did become a master because he's used them all in his movies. He was chosen to represent England in the 1990 Commonwealth Games. He was a great diver. And then he was spotted by some scouts and he went on to model for some really big brands. That's when he landed a role in Guy Ritchie's Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. Since then, his career has been action-packed, quite literally. Look at the movies he's done. The Transporter series, The Italian Job, The Bank Job, a couple of movies in the Fast and Furious series. He's come to become one of England's most bankable stars, even with a bald head. Yes, we do need rom-coms and funny stuff to sort of wind down after a long week, but nothing like some good old action on screen to pick things up. For those of us who think it's too much action to step out of home on a weekend and face that traffic, these guys make our lives a lot more interesting. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.